HKX, mobile.
N4, AZE.
4 again.
Better than the one you just came off of.
Everybody tells me I sound different.
Stronger audio, I think. Still sounds like you.
People tell me they can definitely tell when I change radios. I went from my ICOM to I'm on my Kenwood now.
They sound pretty much the same. It's just this one's a lot louder. It's like let's say the mic gain on the other one might be on a 4, and this one might be on like a 6 or a 7. Radio.
I like this little radio, this Kenwood I hear so much. I got 2 of them.
Yeah, I actually turned my volume down when you came on with that one. That's how much louder it is.
So, like I said, I really like this little Kenwood. I wish you could still get them.
Comment. KK4HXB, this is Earl this morning. Yeah, I had to also turn my radio down when he come on.
Park, make sure y'all are awake this morning.
Roger that.
Seatbelt on.
What up this time of day?
Oh, I'm hurting. I had back surgery here a while back, back to back. They operated on me in July, and then about a week and a half later, they operated on me again. I've been in the hospital 4 times since July, and I got hurting this morning, so I'm up and awake and moving about and hurting.
I'm here this morning, but sorry it's for that reason. Hopefully things get better for you there. I know when your back hurts, everything hurts.
Oh, roger that. They put pins and needles and rods and all that stuff in my back. I looked at the x-ray the other day. I looked like a $6 million man.
You fly, are you?
Plane back a couple years ago.
But did you hurt your back, or is it... Why'd you have to have those operations?
I met a bunch of buddies. Was at Bike Week at Daytona about 3 years ago, and we was packed up to come home the next morning, and they left the luggage in the middle of the floor, and I walked into the condo with the lights out and tripped over the luggage and film busted my butt, and now I'm paying for it.
Lie.
I think it was.
Got it all straightened out. Now you just got to deal with the pain till it finishes healing.
No, I got to go for another MRI on the 20th, and they think they're going to have to go in and operate again. Three back surgeries I've had since July.
They can pretty well fix this next time.
I hope so. This has been awesome that I've hurt so darn bad. Let me rephrase that. I hope they do put it that way. Dr. Kanos is the one that operated on me.
Out for you. Back once in a while, I used to play golf a lot years ago, and it never did bother my back, but now I don't play golf. Seems like once in a while I'll just get a little pinch in my back for about 3 or 4 days, and then it goes away. But then I'll get it again later.
Hey, I normally play golf about twice a week, and I can't play golf, and it's killing me. I want to play so bad I can't stand it.
Play again.
Maybe I'll get better this go-round.
He's a golfer. He won't have to learn how to play again. He'll just have to adjust his swing.
He'll have to learn how to swing that club again.
That way.
On that, I hope so. Must be like it's supposed to clear up or supposed to rain for the next 2 or 3 days.
Clear up today and then turn cold again.
It's cold, Patrick. Is this supposed to be in here for a little while?
I hadn't looked past today, so I couldn't tell you.
Right now, and it's raining, but I looked at the radar, and it looks like the rain's it's on its way out. Maybe in 2 or 3 more hours, it ought to be much out of here, but I don't know what it's going to do after that.
This morning, it said that around lunchtime, up at the house now, not for down here, it's supposed to be out of there at lunchtime and then turn off cold. And we started out at 44, and it's supposed to be down in the mid-20s this afternoon.
Then for sure.
Dealed out on the way home.
Supposed to drop down into the 20s.
Start cooling down as the day goes on. You're at the warm part of the day right now.
It's 61 outside, I believe. Let me check.
Now I'm in Easley and it's 61.
I'm in Traveler's Rest and it's 58.
Up in Bavard, and I'm running my tool out down here, and I am in Traveler's Rest also, and yeah, it's about 58 degrees is what I got on the truck, and it's supposed to cool down the rest of the day.
Boy, if there's a place I'd love to live in Bavard.
I live just outside of it, a little town, a little community called Penrose or Little River.
Oh, Roger, I know exactly where you're at. Yeah, I do a lot of trout fishing, and I normally buy a non-residence fishing license every year, but I hadn't bought them this year.
Understand why with your back hurting like it is. It's hard to get out there on them rocks and slip and fall.
Oh, that's for sure. It's up there on 276 on the left as you come into Bavard. What's the name of that golf course?
That would be Sherwood Forest.
That's right. I like to play that course sometime when I get better.
You got 50, 60 yards shorter.
Of course.
Now your back's going to have to be weighing softer. It's going to be shorter.
Hang on a minute, dude. That's a par 3 course.
Oh, Roger that.
Where you were hitting a 9 iron, you'll probably be hitting a 7.
Get better. I'm going to get some baddies and we're going to go up there and play that course.
I've played it quite a bit, so you'll enjoy it, but you don't need your drivers or any of your woods, really. It's a short course.
9 iron, 7 iron, a putter.
It's a good place to practice your short game.
Oh, Roger that. Maybe when I get feeling better and not hurting as bad and get straightened out, maybe we can go play some.
Good laugh, because I ain't played in about 10 years.
Like I said, it's been 6 or 7 months since I've played. Yeah, that's for sure.
Flying airplanes isn't like golf.
Had a Beechcraft Musketeer and we'd fly it. I flew it 2 or 3 times and this nice little old plane, he sold it about a couple years ago. We used it to fly back and forth to the beach. JK4HXB Friday.
You know, you got days you go out there, you just can't hit the ball. But, you know, could you imagine if it was like that flying? It's, man, I can't land today.
Step out here for a few minutes and get the truck opened up and ready for business. But I'll be monitoring in the background. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
But, yeah, I'm working on some jade poles. I'm working one of my doctor buddies. I'm getting him into ham radio, and I give him a radio, and I'm building him an antenna. So I'm going to start tinkering with it, get my mind off the hurting. So I'm going to be monitoring also. KK4HXB, I'll be monitoring.
I'll leave the radio on. I'm going to go to the end of the shop and piddle around. I hear y'all. I'll try to get back over here if I'm not making too much noise. Catch you in a little bit. N4AZE.
Good check. Whiskey 3 Romeo, India Golf.
Check in 4A's Eddie. I heard a little clicking in there, maybe like a spark.
Okay, I'll check that out when the rain stops today. I appreciate it. Whiskey 3 Romeo Indian Golf, it'll be clear.
Get away, but your audio dropped down pretty low on that one. In 4A's Eddie.